The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The war in Ukraine, the lockdown in Shanghai, both of these moments have huge mysteries behind them, impenetrable mysteries. The fog of war descends in both instances. However, we can identify what is not known. We can ask those questions. And I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, because Mary's been in and out of these diplomatic rooms where these things will be settled or not. We begin in Russia and the Russian predation towards Ukraine. And now a remark by the well-known and esteemed senator from Delaware, Senator Chris Coons, whom I've watched over the years, very smart, very quick, socially, a social platform adept, a man who is identified with the, what you'd have to say, rigorous left of his party. And yet, I mean, these last days, the senator has made remarks that suggest that it is time for the U.S. to consider getting directly involved in the Ukraine war, said the senator recently at an event in the Midwest. There will almost certainly be an incident in which President Vladimir Putin goes too far. The White House is rocked by this. We've had the White House respond severally about how Christopher Coons speaks for himself, not for the position of the administration. But Mary's here, and I get to ask the hard question. Mary, are we backing into war? Have the Democrats identified that watching this horror is not enough for the American people, and that our European allies are not handling this story unless we get involved? Good evening to you, Mary.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I actually read the senator's comments slightly differently, and I want to give another quote from what he said. He said, quote, "We're in a very dangerous moment where it's important that on a bipartisan and measured way, we in Congress and the administration come to a common position about when we're willing to go the next step and not just send arms but troops to aid in the defense of Ukraine," end quote. So it wasn't necessarily a call to send troops today. It was to say we need to think through the eventualities and where we might be headed here and come to a bipartisan agreement. And I think that that's prudent and that's a good thing. And these are things that should be discussed. He later clarified in a tweet that he wasn't calling for U.S. troops to go into Ukraine. So he walked it back a little bit. But it is notable the amount of bipartisanship that we've seen since this war broke out. And it's actually, I think, Congress that has been pushing the executive branch to do more, whether it's to send heavy weaponry and, MiGs and anti-missile systems, anti-ship systems to Ukraine, or whether it's working with allies or pushing for tougher embargoes on the export of Russian oil and gas. And that's a good thing. Actually, who would have thought even a couple of years ago that you'd see such bipartisanship, not just on China, but now on Russia? I think it's also important that we've seen senators of both parties jointly taking trips over to Poland and to the border with Ukraine to see for themselves what's going on. They need to have a feel of what's going on the ground. And I think, as Chris Coons said, we need to start thinking very seriously about what we are and are not willing to do in terms of troops and other measures.
Three times in the 20th century, I do a little history lesson to myself, 1917, 1941, and then again with the Cold War, 1948, when the Russians closed the Berlin Corridor. The U.S. reluctant, send arms, send advisors, participate, say, the Berlin airlift of the winter of 1948-49. And yet we know now, in retrospect, the U.S. was heading towards direct conflict with the adversary, whether it was Imperial Germany or whether it was the Hitlerite Germany or whether it was the Soviet Union. Three times, Mary. And the style is that we are reluctant, always reluctant. Your sense right now, because you travel between New York and Washington, the American people are said to be reluctant to get into war. So were the British in 1939. So were the Americans in 1917, very reluctant. But when Senator Kuhn says, when Putin goes too far, that lays down a condition in which we would cross the line. I would say that the unrestricted submarine warfare announced by the Germans in February of 1917, was going too far. I would say that the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 was going too far. So the senator is being historically accurate, saying there will be a moment when we ask that question. What is your sense now about this bipartisanship? Is it ready to go there?
I mean, look, we don't want to hope that Putin goes too far, right? I mean, while I'm praising the senator's bipartisanship, I also, on the same token, don't like the idea that he's talking about these kinds of eventualities in public, because what you want to do is deter Putin from taking that next step. And that's why Congress has been pushing the White House to send more aid, more weapons, and to, you know, take other actions like, you know, let's punish the banks that are financing the energy trade. And the administration hasn't gone that far yet. And they should, frankly, because you don't want to get into a situation where U.S. troops potentially would be involved. Look, I mean, we have isolationist instincts in this country. We have since our founding. That's not necessarily a bad thing. We don't need to be involved in every conflict around the world. We need to be involved when our national security depends on it. And I think that the focus on Ukraine is important because Putin has the capability of using the kinds of weapons that we would just find unconscionable, you know, whether it's chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, biological warfare. He's used chemical weapons in the past in Syria and Britain. He's perfectly capable of doing it again here. That's why we have to arm these people and help them win.
We get rumors out of London. It's not hard news. The rumors include bunker busters within these last hours, bunker busters used in Mariupol. The rumors include always WMD. Chemical seems to be the one that is the lead rumor out of Moscow, out of London. We also get threats out of Moscow, Mary. You've heard them. If and when Sweden and Finland join NATO, then we will arm Kaliningrad, the exclave behind the Baltics, with tactical nuclear weapons. And the speculation goes on that tactical nuclear weapons are part of the former Soviet, now Russian army. Is that too far, Mary? Do you hear talk that people are willing to accept the fact that he's already made these men, that Putin's counselors have already indicated that they're capable of those weapons?
Well, they possess those weapons, but we should make very clear that we're not going to allow that kind of deployment to happen. And so you deploy troops, you message the leadership, you say, if we see any sort of activity moving those kinds of weapons toward Kaliningrad, these are the three things that we're going to do to you. And I'm not sure, you know, this has been a very, frankly, dovish presidency. Again, I mean, you know, the real kind of forward thinking has basically come from Congress. So, you know, are we having those kinds of conversations with the leadership? I don't know. I'm not sitting in the White House, the National Security Council, but I certainly hope we would. I know that our European partners in the Baltics and Eastern Europe want that to happen. The fact that Finland and Sweden are, you know, rushing to join NATO tells you that they're perceiving a clear danger here. So again, the key is not to talk about the worst case scenario, just to do the planning. It's to deter him so that we never have to get into that situation in the first place.
The Senator Coons is saying out loud something that we've heard from the Republican Party. That's why it's so striking, Mary. This isn't the first time people have talked about the U.S. getting directly involved. So let's look at the other part of our policy just a moment, the sanctions. Do you measure that these sanctions have worked? Because Mr. Putin took yesterday or the day before, I don't know, it all gets lost in the propaganda, to extol the success of his economy despite the sanctions.
Yeah, the sanctions haven't worked. That's very clear. If the point of sanctions was to change Putin's behavior, clearly it has not worked. Secondly, if you look at financial markets and the value of the ruble, it's recovered. If you look at the influx of money from oil and gas sales, it has not abated because these are fungible commodities and Putin has found other markets to sell them in. So if you really want to stem the flow of money into the Kremlin's coffers, you have to unleash energy supplies in other parts of the world, including the United States, to increase the supply and bring the price down. And you have to impose restrictions on his ability to export. You need to corral your partners in places like Saudi Arabia to join you in these efforts, something that the administration has not been successful at because they've basically shunned and punished the kingdom since they took office, whether it's, you know, withdrawing support for the war in Yemen or, you know, refusing to, you know, help them or express condolences after they were attacked by Iran-backed proxy groups. You know, that relationship is not going well. So we have fewer tools because of some of the decisions that were taken early in the administration to pressure Putin and to get the help of not just European allies, but other allies like those in the Gulf that we really need.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Right now, we're turning from the troubles in Ukraine, which are fog of war, to the troubles in Shanghai that stand up to no analysis I've seen anywhere. 26 million people or more locked away without food security. To what end? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.